It started.
Thank you. Got it. Think. All right. I would like to call the meeting of the Otter Rock Water District Budget Committee to order. Let's do a roll call. Lisa?
Here.
Pat?
Here.
Eileen?
Here.
Beth?
Here.
Joni? Here. Great. Okay. Do we have any visitors? We have no visitors. A summary of our last meeting was sent to all of us by Beth. Thank you again, Beth, for doing that. So I'd like to call for a motion to approve the summary of the last meeting.
I'll motion to approve.
Okay. Who is second?
I'll second. Pat. Okay.
All right. All in favor?
We have to have voices.
Okay. Lisa?
Yes.
Pat?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Joni? Yes. So motion is passed. Okie doke. So the purpose of tonight's meeting is to discuss our monthly water rates that are needed to fund the EPA survey and study and to install more meters. So who would like to get started on the discussion?
Did anybody have a chance to read the email that Beth sent out?
Yes.
No. When did that come out?
I think it was just today.
Yeah.
So
today or yesterday, I don't days. Yeah.
I didn't get a thing. Oh.
This was on the EPA-led thing.
Yeah. It came out at, actually it was this morning at 9:43. You're on there, Pat.
I don't know why I don't have it. I'll look at my junk folder.
Yeah, I could forward it to you.
Is it called Gitana 84? Is you say that? Gitana 84?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's the email address that shows up on the email.
Yeah. You should have it, Pat. It's definitely there. You were CC'd, so
yes, it's a few pages long.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was helpful. It was very helpful.
It's to thank you, Beth. It's really definitely helpful. So I sent out that spreadsheet, but you know, you guys, I apologize. It really is very just kind of rudimentary.
It was absolutely great. I appreciated it. It really allowed me to see. It just allowed me to see what would happen if we did this or we did that or we did something else. I mean, very helpful.
Yeah, I did a bunch, but I didn't send them out. Did a bunch of different percentage increases and different ones for residential and different ones for commercial.
Did you do anything on the overages? No.
You know, I think it's so insignificant to the total amount of our budget that, I mean, we could, but we're probably, you know, it'll become important when we try to get everybody metered and try to start charging by usage.
Okay.
Along with the base, I think, because it's not that big of a... It just is, you know, it's like 1% of our budget or revenue or something. It's so little.
Okay. Not really worth just.
I mean, we could adjust it, but I don't know if it's worth the time to.
Okay.
Do that.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, go ahead.
But somebody forward that again to me. I can't find it here at all.
What?
Whatever was Beth sent out.
Okay. Well, it's not really pertinent to the meeting, I think, tonight.
I'll be glad to send it to you.
Thank you.
I could. Would you like it like right this second?
Not if I don't really need it. No.
But I will take care of sending that to you.
Thank you. Okay.
Best, yeah. Okay. It was really about the EPA study and what might be required of us or is required of us. As we know about it right now. Go ahead, sorry.
Did we reach a different conclusion about how much that might cost? That's the important thing.
No, I think Beth estimated about $50,000, which was very similar to what we thought about.
That's if we use Highland.
Right.
So yes.
Got to keep that in mind. So, yeah.
Right. And that was 50,000, did you say?
Yeah.
With Highland, it could easily be 50,000 or more.
Okay. Well, we don't.
With us doing a lot of the legwork, you know, pre-planning right. work and everything.
Okay.
But that will be important, I guess, in talking with when the board gets together, when the three of you get together and talk about this. Okay. Anything else? Now, see, if we look at the three, Pat, did you get the Eileen's pieces? Did you get what Eileen sent out, those three spreadsheets? There was yours was number one, and then an increase across the board for everyone. And then the third one was an increase for the residential and a little higher increase for businesses.
No, I didn't get any of that. Huh.
Yeah.
I really want to be able to have that.
I did some of my own figuring based on the 2022-23 rate chart to see what it would take, what percentage we would need to try to raise 30,000 or to try to raise 35,000.
Yeah. I think what I was looking at was an increase of 30,000 to residents and then more for the businesses. That was the third one. I really hope I need to send this to you.
I'm sending it. I just sent it to her. Pat, you should get it. I just sent it.
Good. Thank you.
Right.
I think it's important.
Verizon is thinking about it.
I just to speak as a participant and not the meeting facilitator, I felt more comfortable as the day progressed. Thank you, Eileen, for sending that early so I had all day to think about it again. I just felt more comfortable in increasing the rates more to the businesses than we had just the straight across 30%. Mm-hmm. I really I remember seeing last week when you said that I kind of balked, as you probably watched. But I've been thinking about it, and I think that the businesses are doing well, and I want them to, you know, if they need to continue to do well. But a lot of them use water, a lot of water, and right. It seems right that they would pay that. What did you all, what the rest of you think?
I figured I did some calculations and did 30% increase for residential. And then whenever I got anything that was like, I don't like these 50-cent things, so I rounded things to even dollars, but that would mean $65 monthly for a residential.
Right.
And I lost this. And then the commercial and the increase would be $31,600 something for residential and a 40% increase to commercial. Now that would raise their rates to $80 for the ones that are $57.50 now.
Unless you round up, then it's 81.
No, I don't round up that way.
Okay.
I like zeros on them too. So.
Right. Right. Well, 40% is $80.50. So if you round up, it's 81.
Yeah. I like.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And then 230 for the one that's 165 now, 150 for the one that's 110, and 770 for the one that's 550 now.
Yeah.
That total increase, 30% residential, 40% commercial, would come out to a little over $36,000 gain in
right. Rent. Right. Lisa, what were you thinking?
I think we should do the 30% residential and the 40% commercial.
Okay.
Right. Oh, and I also increased the SDR add-on, then goes to $33.
Let's see, where is that?
That's not, you know, it's not big in the total revenue, but I think we should up it too.
Okay.
So Beth,
go ahead. Beth, sorry.
I'm sorry. Beth, did you see the spreadsheet that I sent? Did you look at it?
Yeah.
Okay. The one thing that I did on that is I moved that residential SDR down to commercial.
Yeah, so I have a question about that.
And that's fine. I just, you know, I did it because I thought it was probably something that we should discuss. So that's why it's sitting there in green.
Okay. I think it might require an ordinance change or a new ordinance to make that kind of a change. And, you know, we are continually dropping those. We've had four drop off, three since we did the increase for them, because when the properties sell, they can't transfer the license. They can't be an STR anymore. Right. And then one person switched to be a long-term renter instead of an STR. Yeah.
Great.
So, yeah. And they will, most of them will probably eventually convert back to just straight residential because of the cap that they have now in the county on STRs.
Well, isn't that cap though something that's being contested in the courts or not?
I don't know. The cap isn't. Somebody the phase out was definitely contested, and they lost, and people contesting it won their side. But the cap, I doubt it. Every whole bunch of other municipalities have caps. So I'd be surprised if that one was. Oh, they might try it. They got lots of money in the industry, but you know.
Lisa? Oh, sorry. Yeah, Lisa. And then I'll give to Pat.
It's going to take a long time to get rid of our STRs. I mean.
Oh, it will. But yeah, we've already lost two in the last year.
Well, correct. But I agree with Eileen. I think eventually we're going to have to redo our rates. And I think that we need to charge the renters. The short-term rentals, like a commercial, because that's what they are. And I've been saying this for years, and I will not get off this line of thinking. And I don't know if it needs an ordinance. I don't know. That's not something I don't know, but we have to treat them like, we should be treating them like a business, because that's what they are.
Yeah.
Well, if we go to this, this new rate, they would be paying $98 for an STR as opposed to $80 for just a single commercial account.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're, yeah. Because right now they're paying, so right now your STR is paying $75 a month, is that correct?
A total, yeah. They're paying their $50 with a $25 add-on fee.
Okay.
Right. So they would go to a single commercial unit with the 40% increase they would only be paying $80. And if they pay the $65 residential plus a $33 add-on, they're paying $98 a month.
That's interesting.
Well, you know, Beth, your numbers and my numbers are different, and I'm trying to figure out why. Because I've got 105.
Well, you included, when you pulled the 16 STRs out and put them down in commercial, you didn't reduce the number of paid connections for residential. That could be some of it. You have 149, we have 149 paid
residential units. Okay.
But
yeah.
You have to take the 16 out of that.
Okay, got
them. So that
okay.
Might be part of it.
Yeah. Well, no, because I just took 75 and multiplied it by 40% increase.
75 for what?
Isn't that the STR 50 plus 25?
Yeah. Yeah, but if you say you want to treat them as a commercial, you're going from 57.50. And if you go to 57.50 with a 40% increase, you end up at $80.
Okay. Yeah. I got it. I was just taking 75. So yeah, I got it though. You're right.
So. Pat, did you want to say something?
Oh, no, I'm trying not to cough too much.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Sorry.
Do we have, I guess I do have one question. Do we now have the chalets classified as commercials?
Yes, they are commercial. They always have been, but their commercial rate, the commercial residential rate is $50 a unit currently.
Commercial residential.
Right.
Chalets. Are you recommending perhaps another way of looking at it or another cost to them?
No, I think they should be billed. I think they should be billed just like the STRs are billed. Maybe that's not commercial, but they should be treated the same, I think, the same as
right. STRs. Yeah, they're under the category on our rate sheet. They're right now under the category of 5, all commercial users. Multi-unit commercial rate is $50 per month per unit.
So that's Eileen, what are you thinking?
Eileen? How will that work? They only have the chalets only have one incoming line and it splits on their side of the property to the individual rentals, right? So how can that work when it says all commercial users shall be metered? How do we figure that out?
I have to let the cat out. Are we talking Alpine still?
Yeah.
How do you bill them each separately when they aren't individually metered?
They aren't billed separately. We bill Alpine Incorporation or whatever they are. I think they're incorporated.
Oh, okay. Okay, we're still doing that. Okay.
Eileen.
So what if we change the chalet and the residential STR to the commercial base rate of $57.50? What if we did that?
But we're talking about changing the $57.50, but
no, right, and increase that 40%. Yeah, I'm sorry. Change the commercial rate to the what it is now, which is $57.50, with an increase, the 40% increase to $80 or $80.50.
Well, you mean change the change it on the rate sheet to read that the, let's see, I lost it. The multi-unit commercial rate would be the $80 a month instead of $65 a month.
Yeah, you know, I mean, basically what I'm getting at is you've got residents, you've got full-time residents, and then you have everybody else.
Right. Does that hold true that, you know, they have a full-time caretaker who lives on the site, so do we build them the same? They aren't all rentals. I mean, 10 of them are, but.
And there's one resident.
Well, there have been other residents. They've had one other unit was not a rental either for a while, but that was someone who, that was Ruth DeSosa. And so they don't rent all of them out. It you know, because I think the company, the original company, the Bronze, own 4 of the units still. No, they just bought back another one though that sold, and they were all sold as condos. It was originally a hotel, motel, and they went condo, but the owners retained a number of them. So sometimes they have people that buy a unit that live there, or it's a vacation place for them. They don't rent it.
No. Okay. So it's kind of a gray area.
It is.
Right. We wouldn't know whether how many of them are rentals and how many aren't.
Right. Right. What if we just went with these 16 that we know are STRs and put those under the commercial?
Well, again, we'd have to, I don't know why you want to put it classified as commercial if you're going to charge them less.
No, I'm not charging, and putting them down under commercial at that 3/4 inch. Line, you know, where like Moe's and
right. Okay, well, what we'll need to look at the ordinance to see what might need to be changed there, and that's not a simple process. You have to write up your ordinance and send out a notice, a 30-day notice for a hearing, and you have to read it at 2 meetings before you can pass it. So it would be something you'd want to do right away, probably.
Okay. So but we don't know if there is an ordinance. Is that correct?
Well, we have ordinances. You'd need to read through 2017-02, which goes to, you know, what units are what. It says all commercial units shall be metered, blah, 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 and it shall include this. And it kind of loosely defines what a commercial unit is.
Okay.
And I don't think it goes to the zoning, but, you know, of course, all, you know, the STRs are in a residential zone. They aren't commercial like some of the other places, you know. The commercial lots are commercially zoned properties.
Right. Right. Okay.
So it would take some more study. We'd need to study that before you put them down there, as opposed to just doing an add-on charge.
Okay. Oh, okay. Which is what we're doing now.
Right.
Okay. So maybe we're better off just leaving it alone because we've already done the add-on charge, which is going to increase.
Right. I would think that would be the better thing to do. And then you don't have to be swapping them back and forth
between, right,
you know, what type of revenue they are and everything. Yeah. And
okay.
For those okay. That change.
All right.
Pat? Oh, sorry.
So
Agree. I just wanted to agree. Let's just get the rate schedule we have changed, not change how we're billing specific customers right now. If you need an ordinance later on, that's something that the board can do during the next fiscal year, if you wanted to do that.
Right.
Eileen, are you okay with that?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, it's I didn't realize that there was, you know, these hurdles that you would have to kind of step through. And I mean, the fact that they're already getting charged an extra fee for that STR, I mean, that, yeah. So okay. when you looked at the rates, Beth, were you, when, I'm sorry, not just Beth, but everybody, you know, I just did across the board 30% increases. I didn't like pull out the $20 meter charge and left that alone. I increased everything. So I'm not sure if that's going to be an issue. So I guess I just want to ask that question.
I don't see why it would. I mean, I don't really see the purpose in looking at the two amounts anyway. Our rate right now, it's $50 a month. I, you know, where the $50 gets attributed to in the revenue doesn't make a whole lot of difference. It hasn't in the last, since I've been on the board, so.
Well, other than Beth, I think a lot of the residents look at that $20 and want to see that chunk, you know. So that's always kind of been an issue, I think. So,
right. I guess from a budgeting, I guess, standpoint, it isn't really
okay. Yeah,
because it never was formally restricted for any one purpose.
Right.
Well, you know, it was. As I recall, having been there, we should just talk about this. We should.
No.
What I went back.
You put my red leg up.
Oh, well, we could. But you know, the thing was that at the time, there was a lot of work done with the community about the meters going in and the $20 charge and all. But it was recommended. I mean, after we looked at it and I talked with Rod Zawoski, who was on president at the time, and we tried to think through why was it that there was so much effort put into that being designated for meters, but someone at one of those meetings said, well, okay, if you've got a four-year plan and you do this, because at the time they didn't cost quite as much as they do now, but if in 4 years it's over, then if it's designated just for meters and you can't use it for anything else, then are you going to eliminate that from our bill? And the answer was no, that it will continue to come into the water board. So the recommendation was, and I don't know whether it was, you know, from our council at the time, or it was just wisdom of the board at the time, they said, okay, what we'll do is we know this is going to go for meters, but if there reaches a time in which the meters are all in and ready to go, then we can use it for something else, and that will be for the maintenance of the system or replacing infrastructure or whatever. And that's what Rod and I figured. Jerry and I talked about it. We really, you know, that's the emphasis at the time was for meters, but we all felt like there was a time when there wouldn't be any. Well, here we are. We're half finished. And so I think it would be, for the sake of the people who really wanted it to be just for meters, I would like to keep it separate. If it's an accounting issue, if it's just a matter of having those words in there, I think it matters to the people who were working on it at the time. There will be a time when all those meters go away, because they're not going to go away. They're going to be all in, and then we can open it up and not put meters in there. But that's my opinion, and that was after talking to the people who were there. So what I'd like to do is hear what y'all think about that. Lisa, were you around? And Beth was around too.
Well, I was there, and that's what, and I was the person that asked that question.
Well, there you are.
About the $20 going away. And Jerry said, no.
Yep.
But people have to realize that, you know, the $30 just doesn't cut it. It doesn't cover our maintenance costs. And, you know, I'm tired of getting hammered because everything is starting to fail because, you know, we had to use that money for something else. And I'm tired. I'm just tired of being the bad person. But, you know, it's the truth. You know, we are doing our best to get the meters in. But, you know, the stuff is breaking and we don't, $30 just does not cover what is breaking.
Right.
And I know that I keep saying that and, you know, it's a dead horse, but that's there.
Beth, what are you thinking?
Well, the same thing in that, you know, I think I remember when the rates, I mean, it wasn't me paying, it was my father, but the rates were a little bit higher for a while, and then they got the tank thing paid off, and then the rates went back down again. And that was, to me, such a big mistake because they weren't able to put it away for future. And then came a year when it wasn't that long ago. I remember reading, it was before I moved down here permanently, but they started talking about the rate increase because they were starting to have to draw funds out of the savings to cover costs. Always need to have some extra, and you should always be looking 20 years down the road to, you know, having to replace parts of your system.
Yep.
And so the rates should never, ever go back to just covering costs.
Yeah, I hear that. I get that part. Yeah. But in terms of having it on we don't have it on the billing anymore. Is it just going for meters?
Depends.
Oh, it does?
If you get a statement, you don't see it, but if you get an invoice, you do.
You do. Okay. Mm-hmm. But the understanding is that it is for, you know, in case of emergencies, or it is for those infrastructures. And I got that clear. And I even had getting ready for a budget committee meeting. And I just wrote out what I was going to ask the budget committee to do, which was, I understand now, it's right in my own writing, it was hard to read, but I understand it was not in the resolution to be held just for meters, but the intention was for those that to be dedicated to meters until they were all paid for. So that's why I'm such an advocate, but we have to pay for meters. I mean, we have to do this. So we're not done. We're just not. Pat, and then I'll go to Beth.
Let's go to Beth first.
Okay, Beth.
Well, the question is, if I think that we're discussing because someone wants to see the amount go to either basic charge or system improvement / meters. And I'd like to know which one you would like it to go to. But I would suggest just leaving the $20 as it is and increasing the other thing because our costs have increased and it's not, it doesn't have to be dedicated. And we're going to try to do as many meters, especially now with the EPA thing, because we get the EPA information out of a meter installation, and it's a thing to do, I think, to push for meters. So,
okay, thanks. Anyway. But, Pat. My
opinion.
I agree with the consensus that the discussions about this dedicated money for meters was heated. It was lengthy. It went on and on and had the community all riled up for a considerable period. I think we still need to keep that accounted for separately. I don't care if it shows on my bill or not, but I would like to see it accounted for in our budgeting. But I also think that we now know that meter installation costs about 2.5 times what it did when we first established this $20 rate. Right. And I would support raising every rate we charge. And I think I would support it by that 40%. But for residential as well as commercial. But we still know and need to keep in mind that once we get, if we get to the point of having a loan that we have to repay, that we're going to have to jack the rates up even more then.
Yeah.
And I hope that when we present this to the community, we remind everybody of those facts, just so everybody's on the same page.
Yeah, I agree. Anything, any other discussion? Lisa, do you have anything you wanted to add? Or Eileen, anything from you? Go ahead.
The only thing that I would add is as far as keeping those line items separate, they're separate now, and I don't see any reason why we would want to change it because of the way the billing is done. So it's always, I think it's going to stay that way. So did anybody do a calculation with just a straight 40% increase for everybody? Is that what you were saying, Pat? Is you
I would certainly support that because okay. I still think that isn't enough, sadly. To cover our true costs for operating.
Well, yeah.
Wow. Yes, Beth.
Okay, a 40% increase would raise the residential to 70.
Yeah, yeah.
And the STR add-on would be 35.
So. And are we not projecting that a loan in the amount we think we might need would then require us to double that amount?
Yikes.
Possibly.
At least.
Possibly, if we have to borrow that whole amount.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
so,
but we wouldn't, yeah.
The fact that rates haven't really been raised sufficiently for so many years now, since 2018, is justification, complete justification for what we need to do right now.
Yeah, I agree. That's 5 years.
Yeah.
Besides, I bet you agree. Do you agree? Yeah, you agree. Beth, do you agree?
With what?
The 40% all across?
No.
Okay, what are you thinking?
I still want to charge commercials more.
Okay.
Percentage wise.
Okay.
And I think a $20, a 40% increase is pretty big. I don't care. They can fire me, I guess, but I don't think it'll be very popular. That's, you know, you got to think of people, yeah, you know, budgeting and stuff. And for some people, it won't be any problem at all. But for some people, it could be a hardship. A 40% increase on things is huge. You know, we've just come off of 8%, you know, CPI, you know, it hit that a couple months last year. And that was tough to handle.
Yeah.
A utility bill like this, 40% is really getting up there.
Well, I really like the idea where the 30%, I mean, 30% sounds like a lot to me anyway, but when you think, well, that's $15 more, that doesn't sound as bad. But I do think that that's why I like the third spreadsheet that you did, I mean, where there was 30% for residential and it was 40% for commercial. Is that correct? Did I add that correct?
Yeah.
That was the calculation.
Yeah. Yeah, but I guess the question now is, do we raise the commercial a little bit more than that? Beth, is that kind of what you were thinking?
Well, I'm uncomfortable doing a, I mean, 30% is a lot, but 40% getting up there, that's, you know, going from $50 to $70 a month.
On the residential.
Yeah.
No, we're talking commercial now. So
just commercial, commercial.
If we stuck with the 30% for residential, should we look at increasing the commercial more than 40?
We could. I'm fine with that. It's
okay.
They're making money here, so
yeah,
it's not the same.
Right. Okay.
Than living here.
Pat?
Would the board also be interested? I will support the consensus, but would the board also be interested would the board consider using the CPI and putting out, if we're going to do a rate increase, at the same time notify the community that the CPI will be used in subsequent years to incrementally raise the rates?
Pat, I don't think we have to go down that road. I think if you say, look, we haven't raised the rate in 5 years and our infrastructure is failing and we're going to have to start paying for it, this is what we're going to do. You know, I think you start throwing in CPI numbers and stuff like that, you're just gonna, I think you're adding more to the situation than there needs to be. I mean, it's already gonna be somewhat painful for people. So anyways, that's my opinion.
Yeah, I would support that under normal circumstances, because I think that's what we should have been doing for the last 20, 30 years, you know. And that's what many, if you look at utilities, many of them do it. Maybe not every year. I don't think our electric's gone up for a number of years, but they do more incremental increases. And that's another reason why I would like to not go higher right now than the, 65, because, you know, maybe next year we do it another $5, you know, and that's so much easier for people to mm-hmm. put in their budget, you know, calculate in their budget and plan for than these big, huge, you know, chunks.
Could you live with that, Pat?
But it's just,
whatever we do, we need to do it. I totally agree, and I support that, and I am willing to take the heat from the community about it, and I'm sorry if it falls on the three of you instead of all of us, but everybody has been talking about this for a long time. We've known it needed to be done, and the lack of people at this meeting, these meetings, is kind of a surprise, actually.
It was to me,
so
too. Yeah.
There's maybe not as much concern and interest out there as we think there is. I would hope.
Yeah. Eileen?
Just back to Pat's comment on the CPI. You know, if we look at this 30% increase, we're right there, Pat, for 2023. Yeah. We're just right. A little bit over. Yeah. So, I mean, are you just thinking that when we do this rate increase, you just kind of want to make sure that people understand that this is really close? I mean, is that what
you're thinking? No. My thought was, instead of having to have a formal meeting in order to raise rates again next year or the following year.
Oh, I think you have.
To just say, the CPI is going to be applied to the rate schedule every year from now on.
Oh, okay. That might not, but that might not work, because we may be forced to raise the rates higher because of the business org and stuff. So yeah.
Beth?
We need to check to make sure that isn't a violation of the statutes, because we're supposed to have a hearing for and a 30-day notice and a hearing for any rate increase.
Okay.
So I don't think it could be always done automatically. I mean, but it's kind of a rigmarole you have to go through, I guess, even though you know.
Okay. I wonder if other districts who use this policy have to do that. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Well, if they're public, if they're a district, I'm sure they do. I mean, in some ways, the hearing is often just kind of a formality, but it has to be done. So I don't know if you could put that in your language to say it was a done deal. You might have to say after a hearing or something, but
or the board reserves the right to something. I don't know.
We have the right to do it, raise the rates as long as we follow the statutes anyway.
Well, you know,
as long as it doesn't cause, you know, these things like, you know, rates that are something, something and 50 cents.
Okay. But it was a good calculation still, though, I think. Yeah.
Maybe you'd have to put the language in there that it has to be rounded up to the nearest whole dollar for Beth's, you know.
Oh, I see. Appreciation. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so this is not a vote. This is just a take a look at where we are currently in the decision-making process. Would you give me a card? Red means no, I can't go with it. Yellow means I will go with it, but I still have reservations I want to talk about. And green means go. I'm on board with it. Would you give me a card for everyone to see on raising the rates for residential at 30% and the commercials for 40%.
Gotta find it.
Okay, great. All right, Lisa and then Eileen. What are tell me your reservations.
I really like Beth's idea and charging the commercials more money. So instead of 40, let's go 50.
Wow. 50 is high. How about, would you take
45? 45. I'll go for 45. Okay. 45 once, twice gone.
Eileen, what about you?
I'm with Lisa. I think that raising the commercial rates more is warranted. I think it's warranted.
Okay.
They're packed there.
So then let's do another card on raising the residential at 30 and raising the commercial at 45. Give me a card on that.
I'd like to see 50, but I'll go with.
Okay, so the Zoom shows that all five of us think that's a pretty okay thing to do. So we just need one more spreadsheet to look at. Or do you want to?
And shall we give Beth permission to round it to a number she likes?
It has to be.
Yeah, go ahead, Beth.
Well,
before you say anything, I'm just, the card just gives us an idea about what we're thinking about. It is not an official vote. Okay, go ahead, Beth.
And so I'd like to hear what people think the total justification is, since this seems to be, in the past has been important to people, is to, and where are we dedicating any of this money? Are we saying this is just for now? Is this for, to get us through additional meters and the EPA survey? For what reason?
Across the board, cost of living increases that haven't been done for years.
Oh, I like that.
Let me
quote you on that.
The the huge cost increase of installing meters now that we don't have Jim.
Hey, may I ask a I'll come back to that when we're finished. Lisa, did you want to add?
And the EPA study, that's federally mandated.
Right.
And we don't have any idea what it's going to cost, and we're not putting in the meters that we should be, because things keep breaking and we keep having to pull out money from the meter fund. So we need to make sure that we cover everything, because the EPA study is federally mandated and we have no option on that.
That we know of. And one of the adventures that I was on this week was talking to people about things, and as I was walking around, and one suggestion was to go to EPA and say, you know what, we're in our giant plan, our big 5-year plan, we're going to be replacing our meters, not our meters, we're working on our tank and we're working on our lines. And it seems to make sense that we could get a waiver on doing the EPA study this year, because we're going to be looking at everything anyway when we do the whole installation. So could we get a waiver and a time waiver that we wouldn't have to be confined to just this small period of time, which puts a tremendous burden on us for this year, but that we ask for an extension of time to accommodate our capital improvement plan. What do you think about that as an idea? We could always ask for a waiver.
Who are you asking?
Well, I guess I think it would be wise to ask EPA. You know, we could ask the Oregon, the group that's been working on it with Oregon. We could ask and have them give us some feedback. I mean, it's worth a try to ask the question. You know, we are in the middle of something very big for us. If this is costing our little community a lot of money, and we would like to have a waiver of time. You know, not that we won't do it, because we're going to have to do things with our meters anyway, but at least give us a little bit more time, because we're going to have to replace the lines anyway. Eileen, it's just an idea.
I think it sounds like a really good idea, but I think trying to get in touch with somebody with the EPA is probably going to be next to impossible. I think you would be probably better off trying to get a hold of somebody at the Oregon Health Authority, because they're the ones that are overseeing this here in Oregon. Well, you know, it may be worth exploring a little bit. I mean, we cannot be the only water district that is going, how on earth are we going to pay for this?
Yeah.
And how are we even going to do this?
I mean, when you really think about what we're asking our residents and our businesses to do, you know, that, not that we shouldn't do it, because we're going to have to for the loans anyway, but right. Gosh, you know, to add another, what, $50,000 onto that, onto our budget for right. Something that, you know, we've had lead testing at various points across the community over time. We know there's no lead in our
on our lines. Yeah.
I mean, we know, we don't think there's an issue at all, because we've tested. So it's not, now if lead had shown up in, you know, in some of our past tests, I would say, well, they're probably not going to like that, and they're going to say you need to go explore it. But right. I think we've been clean. And so it just seems like an incredible amount of money for a small community for this 1 year. Beth?
I don't think the lead testing you're talking about has any impact. We're testing lead in the system, not necessarily in someone's home, and that's what they're looking at. You're more apt to have to find lead on the resident side than the whole system. But yeah, it's kind of ridiculous probably for our area. And you know, that was a lot of what, you know, JJ explained. You know, this is all started from some of the big urban areas out east that have a horrible lead problem because they've got, you know, lead in their pipes just all over the place.
Yeah.
And everybody's been ignoring it. And so there was a big push to, you know, just do this nationwide.
You know, Beth, I would be curious. You know, I sent you that little clip from the down there at Walport.
Right.
Yeah, I'm really curious where they came up with that.
Yeah, because you read the EPA information on it and they go, you know, you can test for lead in your system and in people's homes, but that's not definitive. You still have to do this physical survey and find out what the material of the pipe is. So I was surprised to see that Walport would do that.
Right.
What did they do?
Travel and expense to go around and actually do a water test in everybody's home for lead content in their water.
It was on their website, Joni, and it was
their first thing they said they were going to do is start doing, you know, water tests in the home for lead.
EPA
information said, yeah, you can do that, but that's not going to, you know, complete the survey. And that's maybe a good way to pinpoint your areas that you need to attack. But Walport isn't that big, so
bigger than us.
Yeah, but they're not like a big urban area where you have 120,000 people delivering water to.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay.
Pat, were you, you're next.
What about staying in touch with somebody in David Gomberg's office? Because he's pretty proactive when he hears of situations like ours to try to find relief. I know you guys all have a lot on your plates, but that might be a way to get some relief. If that survey ended up costing us $50,000, that would be over 28% of our total budget for expenditures.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a good argument to the community.
Yeah,
because we've got $25,000 in the budget right now, but we might have to adjust that. That would be tragic. I hope that doesn't happen. But
well, Pat, I think one thing, you know, we are kind of using like a worst case scenario, which I think is good. You know, because we're using, okay, we're going to have to use Highland, but So fingers crossed it's not going to be 50,000. Plus, I think if we can recruit the community, you'll have to. Yeah. So anyways.
Okay. Beth?
Yeah, I was going to say, I, you know, calculated that out just so that we knew that, you know, what to not to aim for and to, you know, what we need to. The reason we need to look for an alternative source for getting that done.
Yeah.
I mean, that's almost equal to our normal operating budget for a year, not counting the extra like meters and stuff. So yeah, that'd be crazy. Mm-hmm. So that's why I calculated it out kind of as not expecting that it's going to really cost us that, but this is why we really need to, you know,
get volunteers.
That's with volunteers.
Yeah. For justification for the community, I think that makes, and we just have to say it that way.
Yeah.
We all have to get on board and help out. And also we've got to pay for this.
Yeah, and if you know, if we can find, you know, do an RFQ and get someone in here to do the excavating we need, and it's, you know, not going to cost as much, then that's all the more meters we can install.
Yeah.
Are there any other justifications that we can use for selling the budgeting or the rate increase to community?
Because we're going to have to, at some point, have to start paying back a Business Oregon loan. Regardless of the grants that we get, we are still going to be on the hook for paying back some money to Business Oregon.
So. Yep.
Right. We're just getting them all ready.
Yep. Pat, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking of that beautiful $90,000 that we have been able to conserve because of COVID, largely the last few years. If we did not have that money right now, this budget would be in a world of hurt. So,
are we talking the savings?
No. The
oh, you mean the
cash carryover?
Cash on
hand. Yeah, I wouldn't say that's COVID. That's a whole bunch of stuff, like, well, chlorination system and all these.
And meters that didn't get put in for 3 years. Yeah,
right.
It's a lot of things, but that is a huge boon to this budget right now. If we did not have that, we would be raising rates a lot more.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, sorry. Oh. You can have some of my tart cherry juice.
I'm actually a lot better than I was.
Yeah, I found this tart cherry juice idea. It's really working. Lisa, do you have anything more to say at all about all this?
Another thing is that, you know, Business Oregon has, you know, told us that, you know, $50 will not cover our costs at all. And they've been telling this for years, and we've been trying to, you know, bump it down the line. But even without the meters, $50 is, it doesn't pay for us at status quo. So I think that if push comes to shove, we can always add that to it. I think, you know, the EPA is a better angle, but we can always say that, you know, the experts say that we have been too low for too long.
Okay, good. Okay, so in terms of the rate increase, I'm thinking about the next steps. If we raise the rates, we agreed to raise the rates 30% to the residents and 45% to the commercial. That's going to give us a little bit more revenue that can be used for the EPA and the meters. So how would you split that out on our budget?
It's going to give us about $36,000 more. That's a very rough estimate.
But that's at 40% for residential. What about 45?
No, that's 45.
Oh, that's at 45.
The commercials is not that huge of a revenue source for us, because we're only at 5.
So do you wish to, first, I think in terms of the right thing to do, I guess, do we need to vote on, for not just our cards, but actually vote on the increases and then move those into the projected budget and split those between the meters and the EPA study? Is that what we'd like to do? Or would you like to put it into the budget and take a look at that and then vote on those two issues separately?
Page.
So right now we've got in the budget, we've got 37,000 sitting there under meter installations, and we've got 25,000 sitting there for that EPA survey. So if we do a rate increase, if we split it, can we reallocate it if we need to?
Sure. I'd say we put some of it, well, we could look at it as if we have a target for the EPA study. Say we don't want to spend more than 30,000 on that, and then put the rest of it in meters, or, you know, I it's coming at a time that it's really so unknown. We haven't been able to have time to, you know, do an RFQ. So we really don't have an idea of what it's really going to cost to do that EPA survey. I think we have to be somewhat fluid minded about this. So I think we could portion it up just about any way we want between the two things.
So I'll throw out just an idea then. Let's be generous and say we put 10,000 of the 36,000 into the EPA study, and that puts us at 35,000. Right?
Yep.
And then the rest of it.
Under meter installations.
Under meter installations.
Yeah. So, and that's all just kind of dropping into that contract labor line. So.
Right. So let me see. Here we go. So we have, say 36,000, we'll just go with that. I mean, you'll have to do the
I think it was more like 34. Let me look here. No, 36. You're right. 36,000. So
okay. So we add
26,800. I get
30. We do 37,000.
37. Yeah.
Plus 20,000. 37,000. 27,000 is 57,000. Is that correct? Have I got that right?
Mm-hmm. 64.
64?
Yeah.
Oh, did I have the wrong one?
Yeah, right.
64,000.
37 and 27, right?
37 and 27.
Yeah.
But
what do y'all think about that?
Well, that just puts a few more dollars into the meters, right? If you're going to put, oh no, we already had 25 in there.
Well, we had 25 under the EPA survey. So we added 10 to that to bump that up to 35. And then we put the balance of it under meter installation.
Which is about 26,000, right? Okay. Balance.
Yeah. Well,
of the increase.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we got to kind of tweak the numbers here a little bit. So,
maybe you could.
I need to do some work on that.
Okay. So 26,000 plus.
And if we can move it in between. Or you all can move it in between during the year, depending on how much the survey really does in excavation, then at least there's some money to move.
Yeah.
Now here's another question I have. Oh, pardon. I just have another question, and it has to do with purchasing meters, the equipment. That last time you all agreed to purchase 10 meters and some boxes last week. So the question I have has to do with ability of in public, in the law. And that is there any way that we could say we need to have 55 more meters to get to finish everybody? Let's say 55 more meters. Can we say to Ferguson or whomever, we're committing to 55 more meters. We want to commit to them at $206 or $209 a piece in boxes or whatever. But we are only going to be able to pay for them as they're available to us. In other words, can we put in the order to them and get the commitment of them to have them at a certain rate, and then you can't do it? Do you have to you can only order what you have money for in the budget year? Beth, what are you thinking?
There's no law. That would be a deal between a private seller and us that, you know, they'd have to agree to something like that. They'd have to agree to say, and sometimes they will do that. They'll agree to provide that price for X amount of time, like, you know, 2 months or 6 months, if, you know, but I'd be surprised if they do it too far out because of the way
prices are.
And it could bite you, in some times, because prices do go down every once in a while, but not much lately.
Not very often. Okay, it was an idea, because that was another idea that one of the residents had, was like, what couldn't we get them to commit? We could commit to X number and hold that price. And then as the meters were made available by the manufacturer, then we could get them in and pay for them, you know, within our budget. But we only, so never mind. But it was an idea.
So Joni, a lot of times when you're talking with a distributor like Ferguson, you know, they'll do quantity discounts. They'll do a lot of different things. It just depends on how much you're purchasing from them. So like right now, this last batch, Highland actually came back to us and said, look, why don't you buy these direct from Ferguson so we don't have to charge you the extra 10%? So we're going to buy them direct from Ferguson.
Well, I guess.
Pardon me, Beth?
Well, that was the idea. I didn't hear back that was okay. But since we bought directly from Ferguson before,
we
still have
an account. And so depending on what you're purchasing, you know, if you're a big buyer, you're going to get a better discount.
We probably could have gotten a better price with a larger order if we'd said, 20 or 30.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it would probably be worth a call to Ferguson and say, hey, we're going to need some meters. What can you do for us?
Well, especially if we have $64,000 now in our budget. I mean, it's under contract labor.
Yeah. So, if you're looking at 44 meters, you're looking at about $11,000, right? So, yeah.
I mean, that might be worth exploring.
At least, I think at least maybe if we can start at least purchasing the stuff directly from the manufacturer or from the distributor instead of going through Highland, we're going to save some money that way too.
Okay, good.
So I think
that was really nice of Curtis to suggest that.
Good. I don't know where he gets the boxes. Does he get the boxes from Ferguson too?
I assume we were getting the boxes from Ferguson when we were ordering. So
I mean, there's no reason we can't go back to that, Beth. So
no, as long as we're getting the right stuff, but then
that's important.
Pat, I'm sorry it took so long.
That's okay. All of this is useful discussion. What about maybe designating a little more of the rate increase money to up the contingency amount? That's pretty low. 11,000 something is pretty low.
11,336. So would you drop it to say 60,000 and put 4,000 in? Is 4,000 more in contingencies better, or 10,000, or what are you thinking?
That does that maybe give the board a little more flexibility in how to spend the money without having to make line item adjustments?
Well, if you pull it from contingency, you do have to do a resolution with your adjustments.
Okay, so maybe
contingency is considered is not considered allocated.
Okay. Okay. But
that's not a hard thing. That's not a hard thing to do.
Okay. And I would suggest that the just the cost of meters that we've been talking about for the last couple of months here, where the price went from 195 to to 200 and then 209 in the matter of weeks. That would be a good thing to have in the arguments for the community, I think.
Well, that's a good point. So that the prices are going up so radically and quickly.
And not once, but twice in the period of 5 weeks or something.
Well, one of the prices, Pat, was because they quoted us a 5/8 by 3/4 and not a 3/4, right? The price was a little, I mean, the prices definitely have gone up, but you know.
Right. So. I can't remember how old that 185 was. It was from a while ago because.
Yeah. So anyways.
It was like from 4 months ago or something.
Well, maybe it's not as impressive an example, but in case people want details.
Yep.
Meanwhile, I would like to have the budget committee recommend these rate increases to the board. Do I need to so move?
Yes, you do.
I so moved.
Oh, she's moving.
I moved and everything fell apart.
So the 30% for residential and the 45% business, is that correct?
Right.
Okay. There's a motion on the floor to increase the rate to 30% increase for residential and 45% for business. Is there a second?
Well, isn't the budget committee need to make the recommendation to the board? Just
Well,
for the budget.
We're all one big committee. Yeah. But we're composed of the board. And I think it's worth a vote. Because just to recommend, and what we're doing is recommending it to the board.
Right.
We're recommending it.
I agree,
but I think we should have all of us who are on the board be able to vote for it. Lisa, did I see you do a second?
Yes, I second it.
Okay. Then can we have a count here? I'm writing this down here. Okay, then let's vote. Lisa?
Yes.
Pat?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
And Beth?
Yes.
And Joni? Yes. So the motion has passed that we're recommending that to the board. And then, how about the proposed budget? Do you want to see it on paper before we vote on it or not? I mean, what that means is, you know, we'd have to do Eileen would do another proposed budget. We would all agree to it or not agree to it and make adjustments, but we'd need to do that tomorrow instead of tonight. Is that accurate?
I think, yeah. And I don't know that we went through the details of quite everything, although maybe it's not that important. They were smaller things.
I think we need the one thing that we probably should at least look at is I know it's hardly anything, but there's the other different rates. And are we going to do anything with those?
You mean fees?
Yes, fees.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fees.
Yeah.
Oh, so. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The fees need to be part of it.
Yeah. So.
I would like to see it all, you know, the spreadsheet adjusted to see the real total, you know, the for sure totals and everything myself.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
maybe we could. We're still with a rate increase. We're still within the timeline to get the information to the printer in order to get it mailed out. So we're doing pretty good, guys.
So does the board have to, so the budget committee now has recommended that. Does the board itself, the three of you, do you have to hold another meeting to do this officially, or can you do that here,
just the rate, the budget has to be recommended by the budget committee to the board, and then you have to hold a hearing, and then the board
then the
vote on it.
Okay.
The rate didn't necessarily have to be recommended, but it's good. Always positive.
So Eileen, are you thinking, you were talking about, are we going to look at the fees? And that's on page one, is that correct? The fees that you have for new owner application.
It doesn't show the individual ones.
Well, there's, if you look at this, the rate, if you look at the rate scenarios down at the, towards the bottom after the yellow highlighted numbers, there's some rates on, off, other, new service, you know, they're not significant. I don't know if we want to just bump them up, maybe, you know, like $5.
Which ones?
This is on 4055 on page one.
Right. I don't know. Oh, are you referring to the spreadsheet? Did you do that on your spreadsheet?
That rate scenario spreadsheet that I sent with the tabs, with the three tabs.
Yeah.
Just down at the bottom after the, underneath the highlighted, the total monthly water. There's Pat had line item the rates out. So I.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've got mine pulled up on my computer, you guys, as an Excel spreadsheet. So they're just sitting there. So, like, the on off rate is 75.
Right. We just increased that last year.
We did. We increased our rates or our fees a lot last year.
A few of them we did. The on-off was increased from 50 to 75. The seasonal, basically, other on-offs is from 500 to 600. We added the late payment fees. I think that's all we changed, though.
Yeah.
So maybe leave them alone?
Oh, I think that rate increases are probably going to be enough. I mean,
Yeah, and the on-off it's covering our costs from Highland. One of the reasons we did add it is because even averaging them out, because Highland charges us time and materials for that, and mostly time, and some of them would be 2.5 hours to find the corpse stop and turn it off, and others would be a half hour, but they were averaging out well over the $50 for each turn off. So that's why we increased that.
Right.
So are you saying maybe just leave them for this year if we just increased them?
I would, because unless there's one that you think we need.
Lisa.
There is one that we talked about last year and we didn't do because we weren't getting charged. It was related to a bank fee. And now our new bank is charging us. And that's the NSF.
Yeah, well,
I know a number of banks quit doing that for the depositor. They still do the person, you know, the person whose account has, you know, the check has bounced, but not for the depositor. But good old First Security, they're still doing it. So,
well, we certainly shouldn't be absorbing that cost. And right now,
it was funny because we hadn't had one for years and years, and then all of a sudden. I think last year we got it, the year before we talked about it, we got a couple and then we didn't. I mean, we had a couple of checks bounce, but we didn't, Columbia wasn't charging us for those. And we hadn't had any bounce check just for eons. And now we've had quite a few lately. So maybe it'd be a good thing to do that, especially if we're going to increase the rates, huh? Well, no, I'm serious. It might happen.
I'm serious.
Because
you know what? I'm sorry. That really wasn't funny. I apologize.
I know.
That's not that. That wasn't funny.
Sometimes irony is, yeah.
Lisa, were you thinking about something you want to add?
Yeah, because Highland keeps raising our rates. Is $75 for turn off and turn on still applicable? Because the key
saying, especially if we go out and find all the corp stops, because the ones that cost them much are the ones that they don't know where to find them.
Yeah, but if some customer calls for a turn on and turn off, you know, and like me, I don't know where my corp stops is, you know, and if I had to turn off my, you know, water, you know, it's going to cost Highland a lot of money, and you know, you're going to have to pay a lot more for mine than, you know. Because well, I have no idea where it is.
Yeah, the longest one I saw was it took the guy a couple hours to find it. I don't know why, because they didn't send him out with a map. Then actually that one is on the map. So, but I saw one not too long ago where, you know, we were charged $35. For the off and 35 for the on, I think it was. So we were making money on that one. So
yeah.
But there will be some tricky ones, especially before, but we're gonna get that corp stop crew out there, man.
Yes, we are.
Find all those.
Yes, we are. We are gonna do that. Anything else? Oh, Pat, you have a card?
Are we still allowing an owner to say bill the tenant for their service?
Mm-hmm.
So why do we not have an amount there or in that next, the $600 line, 4055.5, the reserve service?
We should have. We should put one in the budget. I mean, you know, you never know.
I'm talking about raising the amount.
Oh, not $30?
I think
all it is, I mean, realistically, it's sending out the form and having the owner fill it out and sign it and putting it in a file folder when we get it back. I mean, it's
okay. And I would also like to make sure we're allowing enough for the cost of Highland to do these ons and offs and finding corp stops, because they're going to change their fiscal, they have changed their fiscal year, and they're going to be raising their rates again probably in January.
Right.
Probably.
I wouldn't be surprised. So.
Well, I haven't calculated out exactly like I did the previous year, but I think we're more than covering it, right? We're way more than covering it right now with the 75 off.
Okay. Okay.
That's good.
Otherwise, I think this looks good. And we should wrap it up and put a bow on it.
So
back to the NSF.
Back
to the NSF. We need to add whatever our bank charges us, and I don't know what that is.
I think it's 10, isn't it, Eileen?
I think it was 10, yeah. So maybe do like the cost plus.
Or how many of those will occur, do you think?
Not very many. Not very many.
A couple a year, but
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it takes office time too to process those things when they happen. Oh,
yeah, it does.
So you know, it should probably be like a $25 charge.
No. Okay. I can't even believe it would be 10. I haven't heard of a number that low for maybe 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not huge, I don't think, in our office time. I mean, every little thing does, but we probably spend more time answering customer questions about when they last paid than anything else.
So it
hurts when we're absorbing that bank fee, you know.
Okay, how about $15?
Okay, I can get 15.
You like 15? Okay. Let's vote on 15.
15, okay, I can do 15. 15.
Lisa's got
Beth, are you there? Beth, how about Lisa? Do you need more cards, Lisa? I can give you cards.
No, but my iPad is out of juice, so I'm not in my seat anymore.
So. Oh. Before we go on any further, we are at 7:32.
Yeah.
So how are you wanting to do this? You want to leave the...
Oh.
Yes, Pat?
I've wrong card.
Okay.
I just remembered that I wanted to ask if we had finalized what was going to happen with QuickBooks. Are we going to pay the subscription rate, and is that in that amount in the budget?
It is in the budget, and I don't think that we've made a final decision on that quite yet, Pat.
Enough in there in case we went to subscription?
Yes.
Yeah, it's $7.99, I think.
Okay,
good.
And yeah, is that what it was? I don't remember now. Was it?
Yeah, it's $7.99 for that, and it's $9 something, I think, for.
And I've got $9.50
office.
Yeah.
And we haven't gone to the Google Workspace, so.
Yeah.
We've got a little extra in there. I think we'll be okay.
I think we're okay. $9.50.
And wrong card. And did we resolve the question about the leftover chlorination fund money?
I don't think we did.
No, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
No, shall I read you something that Beth wrote out? And when was this? March 8th of 2021, that you had spoken to Don Chapin and heard back from him, and they indicated that any leftover funds should be dedicated to the new tank reservoir.
Right. That's what I said last time we met.
Yeah.
Yes.
I happen to find that piece of paper. So,
yeah. We could ask them, hey, would you consider meters to be, you know, worthy of that money or not? But.
Oh, let's ask them. Sure.
But, you know, we can.
How about if we ask them if we need
could do a mid-year change, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we have just added quite a bit to meters, and if we need more, maybe we could ask them about it.
Right.
You wouldn't have to ask them right now.
I mean, that's a nice chunk of money sitting there. If we could use it for meters, that'd be nice. So
yeah, it would be.
Okay. Well, we don't have to do it right now, but we could ask. No. whoever you said, Dawn?
Dawn Chapin. Paul Erskine, it was also he was
secretary.
Treasurer
secretary or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dawn was board president.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm now, it's 7:40, 7:35. I want to just throw out the idea that Eileen, would you be willing to make the changes on the projected budget overnight? And then could we get together for just a little bit of time to take a look at that tomorrow night? And then make our final vote.
Let me look at my schedule.
Lisa, I have to ask you, are you going to be able to do that for if we keep this short?
Short, yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
because I really, really want to make, I want to be respectful of everyone's time. But we're so close, but I don't think we're quite ready. I think we should take one more look at the whole thing, looking at the numbers that we've made adjustments to tonight, and then proceed into tomorrow, or proceed forward after that. Is that agreeable to everyone?
I would agree.
You would agree? Okay, good. All right, well then, my notes say then it's time to close the meeting, and we will meet again tomorrow evening at 6:00, May 16th. And if there's nothing further, then the meeting is adjourned at 7:36.
So Beth, would you have time?